From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Here come the Democrats. The U.S. Democratic Party has opened its four-day national convention in the eastern city of Philadelphia, trying to put on a show of unity in the face of a controversy over leaked emails that show party leaders sought to ease Hillary Clinton's path to the nomination by mocking her challenger Bernie Sanders. Stephanie Rawlings-Blake is the mayor of the eastern city of Baltimore, who is also the secretary of the Democratic National Committee. She opened the convention Monday in place of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the DNC chair. Wasserman Schultz was pushed out of that post Sunday in the aftermath of the WikiLeaks disclosure of nearly 20,000 emails. Now, a little bit earlier today, Secretary Clinton spoke with a group of veterans.
I'm not interested in talking provocatively. I'm not interested in insulting people, including our military. I'm interested in bringing our country together.
Before the convention formally began, Sanders called on his supporters to get behind Clinton, pressing for a united front against Republican Donald Trump, but he heard boos and angry chants when he called for her election. Officials in Japan say at least 19 people were killed in a knife attack at a center for disabled people outside of Tokyo. Media reports say dozens more were injured in the attack, which took place in the city of Sagamihara, west of the capital. The motive for the attack is not yet clear. U.S.-backed Syrian forces are closing in on Islamic State militants inside the town of Manbij in Syria's northern province of Aleppo. Fighters with the Manbij Military Council, which is allied with the anti-IS Syrian Democratic Forces, said that they are now in control of a majority of the city and that their operation to liberate the town would be completed soon. This is VOA News. At least three people have been detained after a shooting at a nightclub in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida that left two people dead. The motive for the shooting is not clear, but police said in a statement that this incident was not an act of terror. Officials say at least 17 people were wounded in the incident early Monday outside of the Fort Myers nightclub, which was holding an event for teenagers. Jean Achilles, whose son Sean was one of two people killed in the shooting, he was asked about the best memory of his young son.
Oh, best memory, because he always want to hang with me and he always want to spend time with me, always call me on phone call. So that's...
Hospital officials say two of the injured are in critical condition. The victims range in age from 12 to 27 years old. A 27-year-old Syrian migrant who set off an explosion killing himself and wounding at least a dozen people in Ansbach, Germany, was a soldier of Islamic State, according to the militant group's Amaq news agency. Amaq reported that an insider source said the attacker carried out the operation in response to calls to target countries of the coalition that fights Islamic State. A suicide bomber detonated an explosives-rigged vehicle near a crowded checkpoint north of Baghdad on Monday, killing 12 people and wounding 37. The checkpoint was reportedly crowded with cars and that a number of them were burned in the blast. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. In a move seen as intended to ease political tensions, Turkey's president met with the political opposition on Monday, but Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, concerns continue to grow that a crackdown on plotters of the failed coup earlier this month is extending to critics of the president.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan hosted Nationalist Action Party leader Devlet Bahçeli and Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the head of the main opposition Republican People's Party. The nearly three-hour gathering comes amid growing concerns over the crackdown since the July 15th coup attempt. Semih Idiz, columnist for Turkey's Cumhuriyet newspaper, says with all the opposition parties opposing the coup, the president was obliged to hold the meeting.
We are in Turkey in a situation where nerves are on edge, and the lead up to this coup, we witnessed very many harsh exchanges between the ruling elite and the opposition.
In a short statement, the CHP described the meeting as positive. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Observers warn that with the scope of arrests appearing to be broadening, time could be running out for building a cross-party consensus, threatening further turmoil. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.